retail food prices remaining steady. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, consumer food prices seem to be plateauing per the latest consumer price index forecast.
Food prices have basically been flat from February into March. So if you look at the monthly numbers, you can see that for all food, we're actually down 0.1%, and for food at home, we're down 0.2%.
USDA economist Ricky Volpe, who says this is right in line with how they expected 2012 to play out.
That we continue to have high retail food prices pretty much across the board. So since we're looking at inflation numbers, I'm sure consumers are aware that in 2011, food prices rose a lot. So essentially, we're at a plateau right now of relatively high food prices, and we don't really see that changing very much. But the upside is that inflation should be stable for 2012, and we shouldn't see huge upticks in prices either. So that said, if we look across the various prices, we can see, thankfully, that for products where we saw inflation really pick up in the second half of 2011, so for beef, for pork, dairy, and for eggs, we see that inflation has really slowed down or even turned around, looking at the month-over-month numbers.
In fact, eggs are one of the two categories that have reported declining prices in the last months, with the other being fruits and veggies.
The price for fresh fruits and vegetables is actually down quite a bit from this time last year, because last year we were still recovering from the bad weather we had in California and Mexico. Eggs is another really volatile category. Egg prices were very, very high at the end of 2011 and even into last month, but we see some relief. They've come down over 6%.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.